Thank you so much, Madam President, the Honorable Mia Amor-Motley, Prime Minister of Barbados, Ms. Rebecca Greenspan, Secretary General of the UNCTAD, joining us from Geneva, Ms. Isabelle Durand, Deputy Secretary General of UNCTAD, ministers and excellencies, distinguished guests. It is my sincere pleasure to stand here before you to deliver the declaration on behalf of the Gender and Development Forum. I worked with Professor the Most Honorable VU Dean Barito, lead organizer of that forum, and we benefited from a global, and in particular, Global South consultation. So when you see me, think of the thousands of women, feminists, allies who are behind our declaration. And I want to especially recognize Anita Nayar, co-chair of the Gender and Trade Coalition, one of our partners of the forum, as well as UN Women Multi-Country Office Caribbean. During the 3 days of the Gender and Development Forum, we have interrogated UNCTAD's mandate against the intersecting crises, the pandemic, the climate crisis, and the economic crises, to contribute to a feminist reshaping of the discourse on trade and development. UNCTAD and member states have a wider responsibility to transform trade, finance, and investment policies informed by gender and social justice analyses and consistent with the Sustainable Development Goals. The forum necessarily charted a broad agenda, including trade, systemic macroeconomic issues such as finance, debt, taxation, and the power imbalances of the global political economy in which unjust relations of gender endure. We join with the Gender and Trade Coalition in calling on UN member states to restore the primacy of gender justice over the economic goals of trade and investment policies. This includes a complete transformation of global macroeconomic governance, including the current trade and investment systems, towards one that is based on human rights and respect for life and ecosystems, and that advances sustainable development. Without addressing the adverse impact of current trade and investment rules on women and gender nonconforming peoples, we would not be able to tackle the deepening inequality and exploitation. We call on UN member states to ensure the substantive and transparent inclusion of a broad group of stakeholders, including women's groups, throughout trade policy and agreement negotiations, improving democratic engagement of all UN member states in global negotiations. UNCTAD should be mandated to provide technical assistance to enhance the capacity of trade ministry officials and other stakeholders to engage in and redesign trade agreements. We call on UN member states to require that trade policy measures take a gender mainstreaming perspective, whereby all trade agreements under negotiation are assessed according to their positive and negative impacts on women and gender nonconforming peoples, with policy being designed accordingly. Trade policy can only be sustainable if policies are transformed to achieve economic goals based on a participatory and inclusive feminist economic paradigm. This means an economy in which care is valued and recognized as a public good, and the economy serves well-being objectives vis-a-vis growth in productivity. This paradigm ensures women's human rights are protected as part of a global vision for social justice, human rights, and environmental protection. We call on UN member states to pledge that UNCTAD will function from a broad mandate in which the international debt and tax structure, the ongoing digital transformation of the global economy, and the changing nature of work are discussed in relation to trade policy. we call on UN member states to uphold the UN Regional Agreement on Access to Information, Public Participation, and Justice in Environmental Matters in Latin America and the Caribbean, which seeks to address extractivism in this region and its high incidence of linked threats and killings of environmental and climate justice activists, a number of whom are indigenous women. We applaud UNCTAD and the host country's decision to mount this inaugural Gender and Development Forum. We demand that UNCTAD and member states provide supportive credit facilities and physical security infrastructures and protection for women involved in cross-border trading. We consider that there is no other time but now to focus on and redress these relations of inequalities between and within countries. We commend the significant feminist analytical capacity that exists in civil society networks such as the Gender and Trade Coalition, and we recommend that UNCTAD, the International Trade Center, and the WTO institutionalize biennial consultative meetings between CSOs and these UN and international bodies. We call on UNCTAD to incorporate a Gender and Development Forum as a standing forum of all future quadrennial conferences. I thank you. Thank you, Madam President.
Thank you so much, Dr.